Moss. says is yes and amen.
Side. Yes, if you need a solid rock in your life, he will be Jesus Christ the Lord. If you allow him to be your Savior, he will establish your path. He will empower you to move forward in him. He'll empower you to be a blessing in other lives as well. But it begins as you surrender yourself to him and allow him to be Savior and then Lord of your life. If you'd like that to take place, I want to lead you in prayer right now so you might receive the benefits of his salvation and you can begin to continue to grow in him day by day as you pray and read his word. If you'd like that to take place, please repeat these words after me to God. And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation in your life. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I've heard the testimonies throughout the program. I can sense the real love and commitment that others have made of themselves to you. And I want that to take place in my life. I need that assurance so that I might be the one that you can count on to do the things you call your people to do in these last days. So I pray you forgive me of my sin, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, empower me to walk upright before you and among men so that others might see your good works and come to glorify you, because you are now Father and Lord and Spirit in my life. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, I'm saying as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it. If you've done it, I want to know about it because I got some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those giving their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. And our on-air phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we're going to send that material without any further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God guide and direct you into what church you should become a member or a part of. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We're not going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151. Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Massachusetts, M-A-02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. Come on, surrender. Okay, we pray that you have come. And so, like I said, give me a call so I can send you some material. You know what to do now that you become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, our phone number in the studio is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 7:21 is the Sounds of Praise time, and we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. And it's still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 781. Here we go again. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various requests and praise reports that are received before God's throne. 1-855-915-9636. Bringing Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Yolanda Adams together. And this is the prayer here on Sounds of Praise, and they are going to be followed by evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar with Prayer Works here on Sounds of Praise.
Broken will be mended, and we'll remember. We are. just want to tell you, live or die, sink or swim, prayer works. Come hell or high water, for better for worse, for richer for poorer, in sickness and in health, prayer works.
Prayer works.
Yes, it does.
Prayer works.
Have you tried?
Prayer works.
Ooh.
Every time.
Don't stop
prayer
praying,
works.
Because it works.
Prayer works. Prayer works.
Prayer works.
Every time.
Every time. In that hospital room, in hospice.
Okay, 7:31 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. And let's see, we are praying for D. We're rejoicing with G, D. D's rejoicing in the victory that God has given to him. D, rejoicing in the victory that God has given him. And then there is C. We're praying for him, his family, his business, and ministry. C, his family, his business, and his ministry. And then we're praying for Michelle of Medford. She prayed, called in and asked us to pray that that God will give her the power to stop smoking. We're praying for Michelle of Medford that God will give her the deliverance that she needs from smoking. And then we're praying for G. G may have bronchitis, and we're praying that God's going to deliver him as well. G, who's suffering from bronchitis. Look to God in prayer. and in praise. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne with thanksgiving. We are rejoicing in our hearts because you are God, and beside you there is none other. We may have personal situations in our lives and different tests and trials that are causing us to bring every situation before you, because we know that in you we have our victory. So we're rejoicing with D, Lord. He's rejoicing in you because you gave him tremendous victory this past week. And Lord, he wants to give you thanks. He wants to give you glory. He wants to give you praise. And he wants to be open to the opportunities that you now have for him, because we know you're the God of the open door, and the door that you open no man can shut. And we know that you're the God of the door that is shut that no man can open. And so therefore he wants to continue to go through the open doors that you have for him, and his life continue to be a blessing in your sight and among all mankind, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Then we're praising God for C. He wants us to pray for him, his family, his business, and his ministry. Father, we pray you would take your servant in the hollow of your hand. Pray you would give him your direction, give him strength, give him your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May he recognize the way you would have him to go, and may those blessings flow into his life, Lord, and out from his life into the lives of his family, into his business enterprises, Lord, and into the ministry that you've given unto him. Pray, O Lord, that he might be a tremendous blessing in your sight and among mankind, Lord, as he lives for you and serves you in spirit and in truth, and that your life might continue to point, his life might continue to point others to the salvation gift that you alone can give. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And then there's Michelle of Medford, Lord. We're still praying for her, Lord, that you would give her deliverance from smoking. Continue to touch her body. May she recognize, Lord, that the Spirit of God who is in her life is greater than anything else that's in the world. And as her faith continues to look to you, we're looking for tremendous breakthrough, tremendous breakouts, so that her life, oh God, might be a testimony to others of the wondrous things that can be accomplished when individuals put their faith and trust in you. And it doesn't matter how long it takes, Lord, we pray that you continue to work powerfully in her behalf, that her faith would not fail, and she may grow stronger in you day in and day out, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for G, who's suffering from bronchitis, we pray, O Lord, you would touch your servant, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. That healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Provide all that is needed, and may his life be a tremendous blessing in your sight. May he utilize all the abilities, all the talents you provided to him in a way that will bring glory to your name, and the blessing of salvation into multitudes of lives, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Want to let you know, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can reach us or send it to us on our off-air number, which I've been trying to give all day, all program long, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. That's the number you can call if you have a prayer request or a praise report when we're not on the air. And if no one answers, just leave your message. You don't even have to leave your name. Just give us an initial or whatever. First name, last name, or initial, whatever. And we'll begin praying for you as soon as we receive the message. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so that many Christians out there in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That number again, 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry, so many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. Okay, 7:36 is the Sounds of Praise time. We have a few more songs. If you just tuned in, we just want to let you know that this is the last program of the top hits of 2016. Next Sunday, Lord willing, we plan to begin playing some of the new music in top hits of 2017 that we've been receiving. And we're going to move on from there. Before you know it, it'll be time for our Palm Sunday program and our Resurrection Sunday program. And May will be here. We're getting our Memorial Day program. Yeah, so we have a lot of things to do, a lot of catching up to do, because we've been doing this countdown from before Thanksgiving back in November. So we've covered a lot of territory. And so we got a lot of territory left to cover, Lord willing. 7:37, Sounds of Praise time. This is Mandisa and Blanca, The Definition of Me, here on Sounds of Praise.
That I may never meet. So tired of looking in the mirror. It always says the same thing. I wanna be about something different, something more than the mirror can see. Like joy, peace, alive in me. When it comes to my identity,
of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Michael Dotton Ministries presents the 11th annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference, Saturday, April the 29th, 2017, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 North Hampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship pastors, liturgical dancers, songwriters, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 20 workshops will be offered. Come and experience the life-changing conference. Register by tomorrow, Monday, March the 6th, for the early bird discount. The early bird costs $60 per person. The regular cost is $70 per person after March the 6th. The group costs eight or more, $50 per person by March the 6th. For details and registration, go to michaeldotton.com. Equipping the church for authentic worship. That's the Michael Dotton Ministries 11th Annual See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, April 29th, 2017, 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 North Hampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. Register by tomorrow, Monday, March the 6th, for the early bird discount. The early bird cost is $60 per person for one person. The regular cost, $70 a person after March the 6th. And the group cost, eight or more, $50 per person by March the 6th. For more details and registration, go to michaeldotton.com. Equipping the church for authentic worship.
In the morning, listen to this. The Bible says, with joy you can throw waters from the wells of sound.
By the grace and mercy of God, the ministry of the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts, which is the parent organization of Sounds of Praise, will be expanding with additional ministries this year. One of the new ministries will be the publication of my first book entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. Included in that book will be information about the Living Word Correspondence Course Institute. Also in 2017, for those of you in the greater Boston area, we are planning to launch the Living Word Institute Extension Course Series. When these three new ministries become operational, we believe that our God has some other exciting ministries to follow in 2017 as well. So stay tuned to Sounds of Praise for the additional information regarding the plans that God has for us, that we might glorify His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and allow His great gospel to bring the gift of salvation and all of His inherent blessings into multitudes of lives in the days ahead. We solicit your prayers in our behalf. I also want to let you know that if you have an event that's going on or some information that you think would be of interest to our audience, you should send it to us on your letterhead or your flyer. Right? You can send it to Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. At least 3 to 4 weeks in advance of the event, that'll give us time to get it on the air. Just want to be a blessing to the people of God. Okay, 7:46 here on Sounds of Praise. Like I said, I want to get some more music on. Dietrich Haddon coming up next here. This is the Jesus Anthem here on Sounds of Praise.
They gonna get mad at me for this one. Is my mic on, Todd?
UK, US.
Turn it up.
Dietrich Haddon, Governor B. Let's go.
You can turn the cameras on. I don't need a stage or a spotlight. My faith in God ain't no show.
need is one mic. Man, if you gon' work with me, you better be ready to fight. Fight for the future. Fight for what you know is right. You know Jesus is the only way. Hear the truth in the night. Shed a vibe for lifting up. I'll draw also to me. Oh, we gotta lift the voices. To set the captive free.
Jesus.
It's power in the name of.
Some money, got a car and got some clothes,
yeah.
None of them comes close to the savior that I know,
yeah.
From London to America and all around the globe, yeah. Them boys, cause they got idols and they're moonwalking like Michael. But as for me, I got both hands in that Bible. Cause ain't no other name I know that heals the sick and blind and turns that water into wine. You know, so Dietrich, testify about that
Jesus.
Jesus.
Put your roller skates on. Feel good, don't it? Lace them up and do this with me.
Yeah.
get it, get it. Don't stop, it's for
you.
Can't you feel it, Jesus? It's for
you.
Party people, come on, let's go.
You, you, yeah, that's you. Just keep doing what you do. No one does me like you do. That's why I'm so in love with you.
Come on.
Who, you, yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
And if I have to go through, as long as I'm with you, I'm gonna
be alright tonight, cause it's for
you.
Okay, 7:54 here on Sounds of Praise, and as I said, if you've been listening regularly to the program, I didn't have a chance to really examine the numbers as far as the top songs for Sounds of Praise in 2016, the number one song, you gotta try to say. But so we played a lot of the top songs for the year 2016. This, I believe, could be number one. In my estimation, this is William McDowell from the Sounds of Revival album in Heavens Open and Rain Only Matters for Those Who Are Expecting a Harvest. And Jenna is here. This is your first program ever?
It is.
It's our first program ever. I've been here in the fall. It'll be my 25th year. And I'm trying to find the DJs that were on before me. And I've located a few of them. They're local, but some of them, are, you know, no one knows where they are anymore. But anyway, Jenna is here for her first program. I don't know if she's going to be here 25 years, but anyway, she's going to be here today. And the name of the program is Toasty Loaf. I won't even try to begin to tell you what kind of genre that is, but anyway, it's probably going to be good. I think Jenna looks like she's got some good stuff there lined up. Okay, 7:58. Time for me to put the wraps on the Sons of Praise program. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, if it's not too cold, with new music and topics of the year 2017. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when I do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. Stay tuned for Toasty Loaf and Jenna. Here on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.